Episode 3099, You Are More Than You've Been Told.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready to pack your bag because it's Friday? Yay! I don't know, maybe you have something planned for the weekend. Well, before you do, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I'm here to warn you, out of love, this is a deeper subject, and it's one I just really want you to think and be honest about. You are more than you've been told. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, never does any parent want their child to feel unworthy. Not in any situation, but in a world that knocks your kid down more than builds them up, we have to stand up and remind them you are more than you've been told. You know, it's unfortunate that we even have to have this conversation. And I must say, first and foremost, this is not a social media bashing session. Yes, it plays a huge role in our children's lives. However, there are still a lot of factors that impact your child's self-esteem. I can remember way back when, you know, the word self-esteem was popular, and it was the buzzword. Now it's like, oh, who knows, purpose and passion and all these other things that just kind of don't mean anything. And then you've got these slangs that you're like, what is it? And then you've got the acronyms. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about when you're texting. You don't even know if you're texting the right thing, because when you're thinking something's okay, it's not necessarily okay when you're texting it or however you're communicating, right? And now it's all but crickets. You don't hear the word self-esteem. We're not talking about how our kids are doing mentally. Now, we kind of are a little bit, but now it's going to our mental well-being. And honestly, we're not getting really to the core of things. We're just kind of brushing over it. And I'm like, no. We need to drive right through the bush and we need to hit it as it needs to be talked about. Because do we really care about our kiddos? I mean, seriously. Now, this is an honest question I want you to process, because I think we've become so immune to our children's needs for the mere fact that our own aspirations and desires overcome our need to parent first. Yep, I just said that. There was a story I read here this week. Unfortunately, it happened. It's very fresh, where a physician was killed in his exam room by a patient. Now, this patient is about upper 20s or so, with no prior criminal history. Now, this is what I know at the time of reading the article and at the time of recording this episode. So, you know, there's more things coming out in investigation, all of that. So I'm just kind of laying that there for you, for us to kind of talk about what we're going to go into here. And it's a tragic situation. You know, it just has me wondering and on my knees, and I've been crying. I've been praying for the family. It's disturbing, honestly. And then I look at the other side and wonder, are we doing what our kiddos need from us? I mean, this young man could be my child age-wise. So I want you to be honest with yourself. Now, no one is going to look over your shoulder or grade you directly. You are grading yourself. This is your report card. With all of the technology and all we can do around the globe with just movements of our fingers, the distraction is real. The distraction is huge. It's like an outer space huge. And I wonder if when I had younger kids, could I have been so distracted by my dreams that I didn't give my own children the attention they deserved as a parent? What do you think? If you are not raising your kids right now as a young parent, but you're an older parent, because my kids are all older now. We have some that have moved out of the house. We have some that are now in college and graduate school. And so we are beyond those, you know, first 18 years. But I do wonder, when you're looking at things, are you looking more at what you want because of the availability? And this is not to say that you shouldn't go for your dreams. Please understand me. also know we have a responsibility to our kids. Are you giving your time, attention, and energy to the degree that is required to raise incredible kids? Think about it. Or are we letting iPads or tablets and phones and computers and all of this stuff, Zoom and TikTok, right? Now, I told you it's not going to be social media bashing, but remember, it's not all about social media. It's technology too. We don't have to move anywhere. For goodness sakes, we can pick up a phone and have food dropped off at our doorstep. We don't even have to, I mean, we could live in an 800 square foot house. That's pretty small. We used to live in one. It's very tiny. It was our first home up on our family property. Loved it. In fact, I don't even know if it was 800 square feet. It might have been just a little bit smaller. But it was adorable. Two little bedrooms, just perfect for us starting out as a couple. But I can have somebody drive up, drop off my food. I don't have to go anywhere. Nowadays, I can call and say, can you just come and take my laundry? They can do my laundry. I mean, we don't have to do anything but move our fingers. We can roll out of bed. We can just throw our hair up in a bun. I mean, think about it. And that's why there's so much distraction. There's also so much temptation. Because as technology can be so good for us, it can also be so bad. And this is the reason why I asked this, is because we have so many children growing up not knowing how to respect others, how to control their emotions, how to act with restraint, really understanding the way we relate as human beings, not barbaric creatures. Now, this is not a blame game here. That's not what I'm talking about. This is a safe place to really think about whether or not you're giving your children what they need. Because if they don't get it from home and they're struggling in school with others and their friends, we have a problem. Bullying is a real thing. Now, back in the day when my kiddos were young, some of what we call bullying now was teasing. And so we've stretched these definitions. And so I would ask you, do you know what's going on in your child's life? My son, our oldest of three, he's number two of five though, he sent me a text and he goes, I've been under the weather the last couple days. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Because I hadn't talked to him. His dad had. And he doesn't live with us. He's out of the house on his own. But he lives in the same town, not very far. And so, of course, the mama bear comes out and is like, what can I do for you? And immediately, I mean, it's like, I didn't even have to hardly type. My fingers just went and wrote the sentence and I hit send. And so he texted me back and he was like, soup? With a little smiley face blushing. And I was like, yes, do you want it canned or homemade? He's like, homemade. And I'm like, okay, I'll make it and bring it over later on today. So that's what I did. And it's wonderful that I have that relationship with my kids, that they still want me to be a part of their life, number one. Number two, that I'm in the position to be able to do that, right? Not everybody can do that. So I know that is a blessing for me. And so I don't take it lightly. But at the same time, when we have children, regardless of the ages, they're a blessing to us. But sometimes I think we think of them as like, oh, I'm just going to turn on, you know, Netflix and watch this movie and just kind of binge watch. And that's why we have kids, because, oh, it's cute. They're not a puppy dog. I mean, puppy dogs need training. But kids need more training for many, 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 many more years. And they need us to be a part of their life, not just sitting on the sidelines. So there's no blame game here, all right? But we do have to come to a reality as to, we got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. And I do believe that when there's bullying, like at school, and there's situations at school, in the olden days, it would be left at school. Right? If somebody was, you know, picking on somebody and there was teasing and whatever, wasn't a big deal because you would go home and it'd be, you know, another, I don't know what it would be, like 18 hours or so before you would see him again at school, right? Because you didn't have phones, or the phones you had were landlines, and landlines were expensive. Not everybody had them. And then if they were long distance or, you know, lived at a certain position within the city, right, on a certain street or whatever, how things were divided, it might be considered more long distance, so you had to pay a fee. I mean, I remember calling on the weekends with a 10 cents a minute special. Yeah, remember that? I know, kind of crazy. I wrote letters to my husband back when we dated because it was too expensive for us to make a phone call. The first summer we were apart, literally, we called each other, I think, like 3 times. Crazy, I know. We wrote a lot of letters. We got to know each other. But it's one of those things where with social media, though, now, with technology now, everything goes everywhere with us. Work comes home. School comes home. We don't close any doors. There is no restraint anymore. So the bullying that started at school, which may actually only be kind of teasing, becomes more of a bullying situation because it's ongoing. It happens 24/7. And it happens silently. Silently to us as parents because, oh wait, we're not on their actual social media and we're not watching them. And I do believe that plays a part in it, but we'll leave that for another episode because I can go down a rabbit hole and I don't want to do that. So we have to be aware that yes, social media plays a part, but teachers and school administrators, they can't do everything. When are we going to start working as a team? And what part of the team are you playing on? Right? Because come on, mom, let's do this, dad. We have got to be in it to win it for our children, for our country, for our world. I mean, this is a generation that we're raising up. And we take it ever so lightly. And I don't know what it is. I don't know where we fell off. And I haven't dug into the research. I watch. I pay attention to all different things. I do look at research, but I'm not one who will go search for it because let me tell you, there's a study for everything. There'll be a study that will support any side of the table you want to look on. So to me, question mark on the research. I want the real hard facts. I want to see it with my eyes. I want to experience it. And I have lived enough places in my lifetime to see the changes, to see what has happened in our world, in our nation here as in the United States of America and globally. So if this is going to change, if you really want to make sure that, guess what, your child knows that if they're being bullied or some things are being said, you are more than you've been told. And maybe you need to hear that today, mom. You are more than you've been told. Because we get these thoughts and things in our head and we keep replaying them over and over again. So if we're going to have incredible children and raise them up to impact the world that they touch in a positive manner, so we don't have the situation that I shared at the beginning, we have to step up as a family. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Step up as a family. And it's not something that's going to come easy. I mean, you've got to commit yourself. And sometimes you think you want all of this right now, but sometimes saying no is saying yes to later on. No could just be not right now. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. And I'm not going to sit here and name the generations because I think it is personal. I think there's influence on where you're raised in the country. If you're raised with religious background, okay, are you raised in the church? And I say church, I'm not talking just Christianity. I'm talking about whichever church, okay? Is there a higher being that you've been raised under in that thought process, okay? Now, you know my beliefs, being a Christian, so I'm coming from that faith perspective. But where is it? Where are we looking at? Are we raising up human beings to respect other human beings? Are we learning how to restrain ourselves? Just because we can doesn't mean we should. There's a road outside our house. We live on a major street. Technically, actually, it's a highway. But it's the main street that goes through our town. And it's great, but they have it marked at 40 miles per hour. And the way the road is, when you're going east on this road, so that's going to be, our house would be on the right side going east, not that you need all those details, but I'm sharing them anyway. And so you're driving down this road, and when you come, it's two lanes to start, and then you get right to the front of the church, and the right lane merges to the left lane. But you know what? There's this little bit of room and space, right? And it's just not a little bit. It's probably about, I'm not probably exaggerating here, probably 7 to 8 car lengths of time to merge. Well, do you know what drivers do? Even though there's not technically a lane, and it says on the sign you're supposed to merge, they just keep driving like it's two lanes till all of a sudden they're almost in somebody's front yard, which is our neighbor's. I kid you not. I watch it all the time. We have accidents. Praise the Lord, there has not been a death, but we have had to respond to accidents ourselves and give medical care. Because why? Because, oh, wait, it was two lanes. Well, it didn't tell me to get over and I can be here. So I'm going to be here. Mom, Dad, are we raising up kids to be that way? That just because there is a lane there, that means you can do it? I don't think so. Yeah, this is confession day. And this is something that we're not talking about. And we need to start talking more about it. We need to step up as a family. So these are things I want you to consider with your children when something is off or not normal for your child. Because when we're talking about self-esteem, you got to notice things. You got to be a curious parent. Are you a curious parent? Yes. We know curious George. Well, you got to be a curious parent. Number one, signs of abrupt change. Have you noticed any differences in their attitude, how they're dressing, the words they use, or their facial expressions, anything that's unusual for their typical behavior? This is a red flag. This is, you need to be concerned. This is what we're talking about. So are there any changes there? And I don't care what the ages are of your children. You need to be paying attention to this at all age. You never stop being a parent. Just because they move out, you don't stop being their parent. Remember my son, not feeling good. He wants his mama's homemade chicken noodle soup. And I took it to him. You never stop being a parent. So are you noticing those signs? Number two, physical touch extremes. And what I mean by that is maybe your child was a hugger before and now they're not really hugging at all. They're just a little more distant. They're kind of pushing away from you. Or maybe they're too touchy. And you're like, Maybe you're noticing that, you know, not only are they dressing a little bit differently, but they're doing their makeup a little bit differently. And number three, the hangout buddies. Who are your kiddos hanging out with? Are they the same friends? Are they new ones or are they more isolated? They don't have any friends anymore. They're just coming home, doing their own thing, closing the door. All of these are indications that something is not right. Something's not good. Something's off. Attention is needed. Red flag. Hello. Alert. Alert. So bring on Mama PI. You got to strike while the iron's hot. It's important. Right, you have the responsibility of a human being. You can't take that lightly. And that means, yes, interruptions for the rest of your life. Well, at least while they're underneath your roof. I guess for some parents, it just depends on how you do things. We are a very close-knit family. And so we, you know, stay in constant contact with our kids. And they like it. We want that, you know. We're talking about what does it look like for retirement and where will we be and all of this. And it's great. I love these conversations. But you see, if we want our kiddos, if we really want them to grow up to be productive citizens, and I don't care where you live, you should want your child to grow up to be the very best that they can be. Now, I also know that as they get older, guess what? They have their own mind and they make their own decisions. And so if you're a parent who said, you know, is thinking as you're hearing all this going, gosh, Christiane, I feel like I failed. You haven't failed as a parent, unless you didn't show up as a parent. But this, again, is not a blame, right? This is doing what you know how to do the best you can do it. But you see, we're not talking about these signs. We're not talking about, are you paying attention? Because we're too glued to the screens. We got to stop scrolling. We got to start noticing. And that comes with our own world that we live in. We need to start looking at people in their eyes and actually like smiling, saying hi once in a while. Don't act like everybody's so mean all the time. You may actually make somebody's day because you smile at them. A simple gesture. I went to the post office box, had to pay my P.O. box bill and pick up the mail, of course. And there was a gentleman out there and he's cleaning the post office windows. I don't know about your post office, but we have a lot of windows, a lot of windows. And we have a lot of trees around all of those windows. And so he's sitting there cleaning and it's just me. There's no one else around and him. He's cleaning the windows and I could tell he had something in his ears, but I'm loud enough. Anybody can hear. So I just, you know, popped out of my vehicle and went in and I said, good morning, how are you? And he just kind of was a little bit startled. And he was like, well, hello, ma'am. It is so good to see you. How are you? I mean, like, I actually paid attention. I noticed him. Now, this man, much older man, I would guess he's probably in his mid-60s to upper or to low 70s, seriously, cleaning windows on our little post office. And I love that. And I could have ignored him, but guess what? He's still a child at heart. We're all kids. We're all still growing up. But you see, I noticed him for a moment. And you could tell he was just surprised that, you know, I paid attention. And then, of course, I made a little joke and I said, hey, you're doing an incredible job. When you're done, do you want to come over to my house? And he just kind of chuckled and he quietly said, give me your name and number and I'll come on over. So, yeah, no, he didn't get it. But, I mean, I would have had him come over, but I was just being fun. But then at the same time, I'm thinking, I have a lot of windows that need cleaning. Maybe the next time I see him, I will come and ask him seriously because I could have him do that. Anyway. And especially if he's loving it, right? Yeah, you know, some people just enjoy what they do, and that's awesome. But in what he was doing, he was noticed. My friend, we got to start noticing our children like that. We got to pay attention. We got to put smiles on their faces. We've got to get out of our own way. Yes, you need to live your dreams, but you need to also raise up one. And that's sometimes a very hard pill to swallow. Because you're like, well, Christiane, I don't have enough time. I get it. You may have to put a few things on the back burner for a little while or do what you can in the season that you're in. If you're a young mama and you've got babies who need you, like literally need you for everything, changing the diapers, making their food, getting them dressed, all of that, it's going to be a season for you. And you also have to stay healthy. So you have to get sleep. So you can't be up 24/7, 365. I know I've tried. It doesn't work, by the way. Don't burn the candle at both ends. It just goes out darker faster. So understand that that's a season that you're in right now. And then say, okay, when I can. Now you don't have to forget about it. You can do what you can in that season. I have a lot of people who contact me about writing. They're like, Christiane, I want to write a book. I'm like, great. Let's talk. And so we start chatting about it. One of the things that comes up all the time is I don't have enough time because of, most of the time it's children. Love the kids. I have 5 of them. Now I have 6 of them. Probably going to be 7 of them, right? Because they just grow. They marry and it just grows. And then we have grandchildren. Then it grows even more. So I guess technically I have probably, 8 going on 9 now. Not counting the grand dogs, just saying. Or the grand cats. Sorry, we've got cats now too. So when I look at all of this, right, you've got to look at the season that you're in. Don't beat yourself up. Do the best that you can do as a parent. That's the main thing. But we have got to strike when the iron's hot when it comes to our children. And if your kiddos are older, whatever it is, you can start paying attention now. Maybe you feel like, gosh, my report card that you're talking about earlier, Christiane, is not very good. I really could step it up. That's all right. Then step it up. Be there. Maybe you need to apologize for a few things, then do so. It's okay. It's okay to say, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Or I'm sorry I wasn't doing what I thought I was doing. I was doing the best that I can. That releases you. Not necessarily of them, right? You don't control their feelings of what they hold on to. And for a lot of it, they don't even really remember when they were younger. But if they were older, maybe there was a you know, a marriage situation and maybe you got divorced or maybe there was just a lot of fighting and arguing, you know, own the season that you were in. Own it saying, you know what, I don't get always what I was doing back then. I thought I really was doing the best. I know now I could do better. But I want you to know I love you and I'm always here for you. Like, tell them. So things that you need to think about and add to, right? If you're seeing these kind of red flags, and you want to do it before you see the red flags, by the way, you want to start by supporting with unconditional love. Love versus yell. You don't want to yell at them all the time. Discipline, yes, but not yelling all the time. I know, I was a yeller. I have a voice that just projects. So it always, to them, seemed like mama was yelling. But I always got their attention, let me tell you. And one of the most crucial aspects of supporting your child's self-esteem and their self-worth is creating a foundation of unconditional love. Those of you who have had a hard time and you've had kids with alcohol and drug arrest, I know because I've talked to some of you. And when I look at that, remember, we're family, right? When I say step up as a family, we all got to step up together. You did the best you can. You can't feel guilty for what your child has decided to do. However, I will say you can still unconditionally love them. Now you have to set boundaries, right? You have to keep yourself safe. But it's one of those things where you can always love them where they're at. And if that means they're in prison, you can still love them in prison. You don't have to like what they did, but you can still love them and let them know that. And it's okay to say, you know what? I love you, but your actions need to change because you're hurting yourself. I can't do that for you. I will love you, but you've got to figure the rest of it out. And sometimes it takes hard knocks for our kiddos to learn, whether they're young or old, doesn't matter the age. Make sure your child knows that your love for them is unwavering, regardless of their achievements or mistakes. This unconditional love will provide them with a sense of what? Security, of safety, allowing them to feel confident and capable. Number two, teach resilience. Resilience is a valuable skill that supports your child's emotional well-being. And they need to learn that. It's called getting a thicker skin. Being able to get back up when they've been knocked down. Knowing that don't take everything personally. Life is not fair. And yeah, you're going to have to work harder for some than others. And yeah, some people who don't have to work as hard as you are going to get ahead of you. But you still do what you know how to do and do it to the best. And when you teach resilience, right, you're teaching them how to handle setbacks, how to handle challenges, even how to handle success. Because guess what? Success can take you down as fast as it can build you up. So you want to equip them with these tools to help them bounce back confidently. And then number three, instill a sense of purpose. Something beyond themselves, right? Something bigger, whatever that is. Because when you are wanting to help build your child's self-worth, by helping them find and pursue their passion in their life, it's going to help them live their life boldly in a positive way. And they're going to have less time on their phones. They're going to be able to say, yeah, I like this. I've got this. You know, maybe it's music. Well, maybe you need to go get a really cheap guitar and have them start playing guitar. Maybe you can't afford lessons. Guess what? There's YouTube. There's a lot of free stuff out there. You can go to places that you can get other musical instruments. So don't let number one, money get in the way. And definitely don't sacrifice your child's well-being. And I don't think most of you do, honestly. But I do believe that the temptation is real. And that's really where I'm coming at it from. Because sometimes what we think we aren't doing, we may not be doing it to an extreme, but we're doing it enough that if we would pull back just a little bit more, we could have a greater influence on our kiddos. As a parent, we take a silent, sacred oath that we will care for our children and their needs. And that includes their self-esteem. You got to build it up. And I must add this too. If at any point, I don't care if you're young, old, what season you're in and raising your kids, whatever age they are at, if at any point you feel overwhelmed as to how your child is acting and appearing to you, seek professional help. If they're older, contact local law enforcement. Now, I am very blessed that I've not had to make that phone call, but I have had friends and clients who have had to make that hard phone call. And it is not easy. But let me tell you, it's better to make the phone call than to get a knock at the door. We do need to interfere in our children's lives. We are their parent. And yes, at one point, they become of age and they're an adult and they have to make their own decision. That's why your 18 years with them is so pivotal. And so look at the season that you're in right now with them. You know, I look at my grandson, and we've got another one on the way, another little baby. We're so excited. And I look at how I can help not my son-in-law and my daughter, but how can I help my grandson, looking at him and in our baby yet to hold. You know, we touch the belly, but that's all we can do right now. But what can I do to support them to be the best that they will be? I want to be that kind of grandparent. And so your parenting may never stop. I mean, you never just hang up the mom tag. I mean, sometimes I wish I could change my name, but we can't. And it's usually only for a moment that we want to change our name. So don't give up. Be strong. Let me tell you, my secret, I'm on my knees a lot. I'm praying to God. There are times in the shower, because that's my time. There are times in the shower that there's more waterworks happening from my eyes than there is from my rain shower. Because I want what's best for my kids. I want them to have a better life. I had a great life. I am having a great life. But you always want it to be better for them. And you want them to live their dreams. So we need to raise the level of our involvement as parents. That's our job. That's our responsibility. Because remember, if they're struggling, and maybe you've been struggling too, and you need to hear this, you are more than you've been told. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.